Bees buzzing in Idaho. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. NRCS Idaho communications specialist Mindy Rambo, while encouraging people to plant pollinators around their gardens and homes, worries about the fate of honeybees.
Our native bee species have been in decline for a number of years, and it's of a concern to many of our partner organizations.
Enter bee industry expert Mark Davis of Treasure Valley Bee Rescue, who's out and among thousands of bees.
One of the things that I love so much about Idaho is we have all of this agriculture that is occurring throughout the entire state. And so you'll have 10,000 acres here of alfalfa. You'll have 10,000 acres of mint. And so we're able to move the bees around the valley here and around the state to allow them to do multiple crops. And because of the large agriculture system that we have here, the bees are very strong and healthy here compared to, let's say, Utah or Nevada or Arizona, where there's less agriculture. And as you grow more and more different flowers, they tend to bloom at different times of the season. And so the bees never run out of food.
Idaho beekeepers received an average of $1.80 per pound of honey last year, well below the national average of $2.15.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.